Hello students, Sindhu Madam here from ACS Kudamkulam. Let us discuss Unit 6, Class 11th Chemistry, that is Thermodynamics. So this is Module 1. In this module, we will be discussing about the basic terminologies, that is systems surrounding certain properties which are categorized as intensive, extensive properties, state functions, state variables, and the process which is very important, reversible and irreversible. Thermodynamics, thermo that is heat, dynamics that is which is flowing or which is not static. So heat flow, thermodynamics basically deals with the heat flow, and we know that generally the heat flows from hot body to cold body. So this thermodynamics is all about energy transformation. Various types of energies, we know they are interrelated. Under certain conditions, these energies may be transformed from one form to another. So the energy stored in the molecules can be released as heat during chemical reactions. So when a fuel like methane or cooking gas or coal burns in air, a lot of energy is released in the form of heat. So this chemical energy may also be used to do some mechanical work, or for example when a fuel burns in an engine, or electrical energy which we get from batteries. Okay, so all these that means are energy transformation which involves the transformation in the form of heat or the work done. So study of these energy transformation is actually the thermodynamics. We study about these energy transformations. So laws of thermodynamics deal with energy changes of macroscopic systems involving that is large number of molecules and rather than few molecules. So it is not concerned, the thermodynamics is not concerned about how and at what rate these energy transformations are carried out. So it is based on what is the initial and final state of a system which is undergoing change. So therefore we can say it has certain limitations, like as I said, this its laws are applicable to the bulk of matter and it doesn't provide any information about individual atom, and it also predicts the feasibility but it doesn't predict the rate of reaction. So it doesn't tell us anything about the mechanism of the reaction. Let us move on to some basic terms. The very important term, system. So anything which is under observation is called system. So any system is in thermodynamics is that part of the universe which is under observation. So if you are doing some experiment, you are focusing on that experiment and you are just seeing the change which is happening while performing the experiment. So that setup, experiment setup, is your system. Rest all is surrounding. So that means we can say that human body or a room or an engine which can be called as a system. And system and surrounding, they are separated by boundaries, which can be real boundary, a solid rigid boundary, or flexible boundaries are possible. Diathermic boundaries. Diathermic boundaries meaning what? Heat flow can take place easily. Or adiabatic, where heat flow does not take place. So we can have these kind of boundaries between system and surrounding. So that means we can say system and surrounding together they constitute universe. Let us see what are the different types of system. So one is open system. In an open system, there is exchange of energy and matter between system and surroundings. The presence of reactants in an open beaker is an example of open system. So here we can say that boundary is an imaginary surface enclosing beaker and the reactants. So we can say that if you keep coffee in a stainless steel flask which is open, that is called open system. So energy and matter both can be exchanged. Okay, closed system. So in this system, there is no exchange of matter, but there is an exchange of energy between system and surrounding. So for example, if you keep coffee in a stainless steel flask, which is closed, that is closed system, or a rubber balloon filled with air and tightly closed. So there also it is closed system. isolated system. In an isolated system, there is no exchange of energy or matter between the system and the surrounding. And the presence of reactants, like in thermos flask. Thermos flask, you know, which has double walls and which are evacuated, and the vacuum the vacuum which is there in the bottle is silvered. Actually, silver lining is there. So inside the vacuum between the two walls, that prevent heat being transferred from inside to the outside by conduction or convection. So coffee in thermos flask is an example of isolated system. You can see here in the picture. Yes. So these are different examples. So we can say that closed system, there is exchange of energy, but no matter is transferred. Open system, both can be transferred between system and surroundings. And isolated system, energy or mass, both will not be transferred. Let us see the properties of the system. Actually, the state of a system is defined by particular set of measurable quantities. We call it as properties by which we can describe. For example, temperature, pressure, volume. This defines the thermodynamic state of the system. That particular system is under what condition of temperature, under what condition of pressure. So that can be stated. So properties can be categorized as intensive or extensive properties on the basis of the dependence on the size or mass of the system, meaning whether the property depends on the bulk which is present in the system or it is independent of the bulk which is present in the system. So based on that, we have intensive properties and extensive properties. So intensive property is what? Whose value is independent of the mass of the system or the bulk of the system or the matter, the amount of matter which is present in the system. For example, temperature, density, pressure. We say that boiling point of water is 100 degrees Celsius. Irrespective of the volume, whether it is 1 liter water or whether it is 2 liters water, at 1 atmospheric pressure, the boiling point of water is 100 degrees Celsius. So it is an intensive, it doesn't depend upon the volume or the bulk of the water molecules. Similarly, extensive property. This property, these type of properties will depend on the size or mass of the system. For example, mass of a substance, volume, internal energy, heat capacity, number of moles. We say definitely depends on the bulk of the thing, that is, it depends on the number of molecules present in the system. For example, volume of 1 mole of gas at STP is 22.4 liters. So if 2 moles are occupying, if 2 moles of gas are there, then what will be the volume? It will not be 22.4 liters, it will be 44.8 liters. So the volume, we can say, is an extensive property. So this, we can see that here we have a picture, figure 1, you can see a system is at volume V and temperature T. In the figure 2, we have made a partition and the in such a way that volume is halved. So now each part has half of the volume as compared to figure 1. But you see, in both compartments, the temperature remains the same. So temperature is not depending, but volume, the half volume will have less number of matter, so that depends on the bulk. So that means we can say the volume is extensive property and temperature is intensive properties. So other examples, intensive, like molar volume or molar heat capacity. When we talk about when it becomes specific, like specific heat capacity, viscosity, surface tension, these properties does not depend on the bulk of the matter. Okay, so here are some more examples you can see in the picture. Yes. So let us see once again, extensive properties are additive, intensive properties are non-additive. And you see, very important. See, you may have some confusion in identifying. Always you can see that ratio of two extensive property is an intensive property. See, density. Density is equal to mass by volume. Mass is an intensive property, and So mass and volume. So mass by volume, density is an intensive property. Molarity, you see. Molarity. How can you explain that it is an intensive property? So the number of moles of solute by volume of solution. So number of moles of solute, it is an extensive property, and volume of solution is also extensive. Now see, molarity, sometimes you may have confusion that it's a concentration term. How can we say that it does not depend on the bulk? See, molarity, suppose for example in a glass of water I will add 1 teaspoon of sugar and the water is now sweet in taste. Whether I take this, if I take this water after dissolving 1 spoon of sugar, or let us say one molar sugar solution is there. If I take 1 spoon or the whole glass, the taste will be same everywhere. So it is actually the number of moles per unit volume. So that's why it is an intensive property. So that means we say that per gram, per moles, or any constant value, dielectric constant. Okay, so these type of values which are very constant values. So these are all what we can say intensive property. So we can say that extensive property can be converted into intensive property by defining it when we say per gram, per mole, per liter. So this way, it becomes intensive. State of the system. It implies the condition of existence of a system when its macroscopic properties have definite values. So these properties like pressure, volume, temperature, amount. So what are the important features? The variation in one or more properties brings a change in the state of the system. So if you change the pressure, there may be some change in the system, or if you change the volume or temperature, so there may be some change which happens in the system when you change these properties. So, and they attain new values. So thus, properties are called state variables or state functions. So initial state refers to the starting of the system in equilibrium. But after the interaction with the surrounding, the system attains another equilibrium state. So it starts from, initially it starts from whatever state it is, and then it will be in the equilibrium. But when it interacts, it undergoes some change, finally it attains again equilibrium, and that we say final state of the system with the new values of macroscopic properties. So that is called state function. So state function is what the property which depends on the initial and final. So initially the system was at pressure P1, finally the pressure is at P2, then the state, it's a state function. The change in pressure will be P2 minus P1, like that. So, but thermodynamic state should not be confused with the physical state, okay? Yes. So state function, that's what I said. State function is what? Which depends on initial and final state of the system. For example, if H is the height of a mountain between top to bottom. So H is independent of the path followed in reaching the top of the mountain. Correct? So it is independent of the path how we have reached to the mountain. It is just from top to bottom, it is just the height. So we can say it is just analogous to a state function. So important state functions are internal energy, enthalpy, entropy, which we will come across in coming modules. So these are very important terms. Gibbs free energy, then pressure, temperature, volume, already we are familiar with. So these are all state functions which depends on initial and final state of the system, not on the path by which the change is brought about in the system. Okay, now there are, as I said, you can see here, you see there is a curve, there is a graph here where system at A, that is initial state, we have pressure P1, V1 and T1. It goes via path 1, path 2, path 3, but final state, the B, is having P2, V2, T2. So we can say that change in pressure, change in volume, change in temperature depends on initial and final state. Okay. Path function which depends on the path. So when process is carried out, when state reaches from one state to another, it depends on the path how it has gone. So very important path functions are work and heat. Okay, so that means very important that all state functions and path functions, we call it as thermodynamic functions. And if all the thermodynamic functions doesn't change with time in the system, If it doesn't change with the time in the system, then we say that it has attained thermodynamic equilibrium. So, what are the different thermodynamic equilibriums possible? Thermal equilibrium, that is system and surrounding are at same temperature. So, water is in equilibrium with water vapor at constant temperature. Chemical equilibrium, when chemical composition of the system does not change, rate of forward reaction is equal to rate of backward reaction. Decomposition of PCl5 or formation of ammonia, so here all are gases. Then mechanical equilibrium, there is no macroscopic movement within the system. Okay, so equality of pressure between system and surrounding will be there. So there is no movement of matter in the system with respect to its surrounding, that we call it as mechanical equilibrium. Thermodynamic process, thermo-D process, it is the operation which brings the change in the state of the system. So any operation which brings the change in the system is called thermodynamic process. We have some processes here like isothermal process. Isothermal, as the word indicates, the temperature is constant. So isothermal process, the temperature will be constant and the internal energy of the substance will be, the change in internal energy will be zero. When the process is taking for ideal gas, we can say that temperature remains constant, means there is no change in internal energy of the gas. So this is very important. We will discuss about internal energy of a substance. Internal energy is actually the total kinetic potential energies which constitute like translational, vibrational, rotational energy of the molecule which is present within the system is called its internal energy. We will be discussing this in coming modules. Okay. So that is what here they see one of the examples. We know that temperature of refrigerator remains constant even though many reactions are taking place inside. So what does it mean? Refrigerator is designed in such a way that heat generated is constantly thrown out in surrounding to maintain its temperature constant. So it is actually in the refrigerator, it carries out isothermal process. Isochoric, where the change in volume is zero. That means volume remains constant and there is no change in volume. Isobaric, pressure remains constant. Change in pressure is zero. So most of the chemical reactions we carry out at constant atmospheric pressure. Adiabatic process, in which heat is not exchanged by the system with the surrounding. That is total change in heat is zero. We can achieve this adiabatic process by insulating the system boundaries for heat transfer. So we can make an adiabatic wall. There is no heat exchange during expansion or contraction of the gas. So that is adiabatic process. Cyclic process, it's a process in which system returns to its original state. A system starts from A, reaches to B, then C, then again A. So what happens? That it comes back to its original state, and that in this case what happens, delta U or delta H, that is total internal energy change or total enthalpy change, will be zero. Okay, so we can see here graphical representation, and that is P versus V. We know P versus V, that here, is it isothermal? Yes. Is it isothermal? Yes, we can see it is isothermal process. So isochoric, you can see volume is constant, isobaric and isoadiabatic, almost same, a slope will be little more steep in case of adiabatic process. Okay, so yes. Very important process, children, reversible process. It's a process that follows the reversible path. That is the process which occur in infinite number of steps. In this way, what happens? The system and surrounding, there is always an equilibrium. So that means it can be, that the process can be reversed at any time. Okay. So important features, that driving force which is making the change is very, very small, and the pressure volume work which is done across the pressure difference, that is very small change in pressure at very small change in temperature. So it takes infinite time for completion. and it's an imaginary process. Real processes are not reversible and cannot be realized in actual practice. Throughout the process, we say system remains infinitesimally closer to state of equilibrium, and exact path of process can be drawn. So it's an ideal process, we say. Children, suppose you are going up or second floor in your school by climbing the stairs. A child who is going taking slow steps, and he is going very slowly step after the step, and one child is just abruptly from first step to last step that person reaches, then can you just imagine that the boy or the girl who is climbing the staircase with the smaller steps, anytime he can revert back to the first step. But one who has reached to the topmost step cannot come back immediately, because abruptly there is a sudden change from first or second or third, he has reached to the top. But one who is going very slowly, one by one, anytime he can come back to the first step. So that is what it takes place in infinitesimal small time, and it takes a lot of time to complete. We can say that maximum work is done in reversible process. So you can see here a cylinder is there with a piston, we can imagine, and there is gas molecule inside, and heap of sand is kept. Just imagine taking the one speck of sand from here will make a small change in the pressure, and thereby small change in the volume, thereby small at that small temperature change. So this is called reversible process. Yes, you can see here step 1, step 2, step 3. So it is continued at infinitesimal steps. It will be completed. Irreversible process, most of the real processes are irreversible process, which cannot be reversed, and amount of energy increases, and all natural processes are irreversible. So driving force is very large. So whatever change we are doing, it will be delta P, that is large change in the pressure. And reversible heat transfer takes place across the temperature difference delta T. It takes finite time for completion of process. It's a natural process, and it takes place in particular direction under given set of condition. So system is far away from state of equilibrium, and exact path of the process cannot be defined, as different parts of the system are in different conditions. So it's a real process. So coming to an end in this, let us summarize. In this module, we came across some important terminologies involved in thermodynamics. That is, we know that universe consists of system and surrounding, state functions and state variables, which depends on initial and final state of the system, are like temperature, pressure, enthalpy, Gibbs energy, internal energy. So this energy term is again extensive property which depends on the bulk of the matter. And processes like isothermal at constant temperature, isochoric at constant volume, isobaric, which is at constant pressure, adiabatic at constant heat, reversible, which takes a lot of time where the maximum work is done, and irreversible, which cannot be reversed. So, coming to an end, thank you.